This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Iraqi regime is a threat to any American and to threats who are friends of America.
Because for a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times.
This is, we've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But, sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es un gran país with great values and great hope.
Wow.
He never stops.
Century and a half, huh? Because he forgot that big one.
Joe.
Except for that. Yeah.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, at DonAndMikeWebsite.com. The Don and Mike 20th anniversary t-shirt. Way cool. And your choice of colors. Don't wait another 20 years. Order now for Xmas delivery. Ho, ho, ho!
Thank you, Monkey.
Wow.
Good day.
That is Friday Joe.
Dance, Monkey Dance.
That is Friday Joe.
I believe if you let a person keep their own money, that person is more likely to demand a good or a service. And when they demand a good or service in our society, somebody is more likely to produce it.
Emmanuel Guerra contacted polio as an infant.
The goals for this country are peace in the world. And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
You say we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Wow. Yeah. We found that out.
So there.
I guess so.
We got one more, too.
Contacted.
Working overtime now.
Contacted.
Oh, working with the Killers.
Oh, Mr. Brightside. I love this song.
I really think it's an integral part of the fabric of our society, and I'm going to try to do my part to make sure baseball gets the notoriety it deserves.
We are working with our friends to keep the pressure on the mullahs. The instructions went out to our people to adhere to law. That ought to comfort you.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess it's available.
Wow. Oh, my. So many.
Okay.
So many.
So funny.
And he's got a few more years left in office. I miss him already.
Well, I can give you more. We've only got about 8,000 of these things we've never played.
First of all, as you know, we have made strong exceptions. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium. And so we'll continue to enhance protection at our borders and coastlines and airports and bridges and nuclear power plants.
Two folks work. They both contribute to the Social Security system. If one dies early, the spouse, they were... remaining spouse gets to choose her benefits or his benefits, which are ever greater, but not both. Think about that system.
I will.
Oh, I love it.
That's enough next stepping for today.
Okay.
President Bush and I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Of course you do, darling.
Thank you, honey.
And just one more, and then we'll actually start the show here.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Oh, yes. Moonlight feels right.
Hello!
Little one-hit wonder here by Starbuck.
I'm a fan.
I love the coffee.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hello there. You like it, Dr. Bill?
You know what? This is crap.
Hello, everybody. Hello there. Pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
How about you, Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
I love this song. Feels right. Now it starts better with the Moonlight Feels Right. And look who just walked in the room. It's Super Hebrew.
I was the only Jewish member of Starbucks.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
I miss every Saturday gig.
It's back when they changed the name to Star of David Buck.
That's exactly it. How's
your
Rosen?
Saturday church.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Narnia.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea.
Oh, Rob?
Yes.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
I love that song. Oh, those people. Those people love to go long and hard. And those people are Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
And Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I love it when you quote our general manager, Michael Pettis.
I do every day.
And now if only at this point during every show with every song, we could have some xylophone. Don and Mike show a new episode, everybody, on this Friday. Vibraphone. Shut up, Rob. Sounds like a xylophone.
It is a xylophone.
Most people... What?
Same thing.
Oh, hold on. 2 days in a row now, I've had to stop the record.
It's the same thing.
A xylophone. I saw them in concert. It's the big long thing, and the guy's got sticks.
A xylophone is playing the vibes. I believe that's the same thing.
Really, is it the same thing?
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
I saw Starbuck play their hit record.
Xylophone is the guys with the little balls on the end of the drumsticks.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the big long gigantic. Almost looks like pieces of railroad track.
Exactly. Yes. What's a marimba?
Excuse me?
A marimba. Isn't a marimba a percussion instrument? I don't know. That's why I asked. I believe that's one of those things that shakes with beads in it. Well, that's maraca.
How are you feeling today, Buzz?
I feel great.
Okay, Rob was just indicating that you might be under the weather again.
I didn't stop the music.
I only believe it's because he made me stop the music again with his goddamn, his corrections.
Yes.
Xylophone. Mm-hmm. It's a xylophone.
And I don't want to make Rob feel any worse than he already feels, but...
That's impossible.
The fact that Don spotlighted the xylophone enhanced that listening for me, and I was really going to enjoy it.
And he's got to like, tap me on the shoulder, and I just ignore him. And then he writes it down frantically. Like,
I've already crossed it out.
He writes it down like, hi, Joe.
It's a marimba.
Joe.
I'm on the website.
I saw this band in concert. You see the thing that, Buzz?
Yeah. Yes. A marimba has the tubes underneath of them.
Yeah,
but the xylophone just has the pieces on top.
Okay. The band, when I saw the band play Starbuck in 1979, they didn't have the thing underneath.
Can you bring up xylophone?
I'll work on that. Yes.
I mean, can anybody spell xylophone? It's with an X, right?
I can. Yes.
Z, Mike. Starts with a Z. Z I Y L.
Do you know why I did that?
I P H O N E. Xylophone.
They're going to bring up xylophone, and it's going to look just like a marimba. That's what I predict.
Unless, of course, it is a small xylophone, what is called the Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, this is Ron.
Yes, hello. Hi, Ron. Hello.
You sound like you're not sure of that, Ron. You're not sure whether it's you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. First time, long time. That sort of bit. But I just wanted to call you guys on my 50th birthday. Thank you very much for your 20 years. Love the show and you and Mike and Rob and Buzz is just kind of the brothers a guy I wish he had.
That's nice. That's a very nice thing to say. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
See you later.
We all wish we had brother.
See you later. Buzz, what did you find?
I found xylophones with...
Way to embrace him, Don.
I found xylophones with and without tubes underneath. Here's a xylophone with tubes like a marimba.
Same damn thing.
Okay,
same
but can you please find a xylophone without the tubes underneath?
I'll bet I can.
Because that is what
Wait a minute. There, we have not determined... It is, I believe, what you originally said, it is a xylophone. Jesus. Now, Joe, I mean, do you... You're on the website for what, marimbas?
Starbucks.
Oh, and they say marimba.
Here's a xylophone without the tubes underneath.
And boy, those guys should be under the definition faggot in the dictionary.
All right, everybody.
So
stand by.
So marimba, not all that irrelevant. Buzz, you win the awards.
Stand by. Hold on.
I say hooray for Buzz.
Moonlight feels right.
Always do.
Moonlightfeelsright.com.
Uh-huh.
Moonlight.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. You're going to hear me eat a big piece of humble pie, but still, you should not have interrupted me, because most people, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah, but keep in mind, if I hadn't interrupted, we wouldn't have gotten here.
Right? I didn't want to be here.
This is not bad. No.
Is he right? Is it vibraphone?
No, he's not right. It's the marimba.
And so it's Buzz is right.
Yeah, Buzz is right, and you're not.
And Buzz
right.
brought it up in a very humble and very non- adversarial way.
Buzz is great.
You big dope. You didn't even write down the right thing.
No, but I have now.
Moonlightfeelsright.com.
Didn't you kind of almost bring it up as a question when you actually knew it was a marimba?
I saw we were stopped and had a moment, so I thought, just for fun, I'll throw that in.
And then the boy attacked you for having a fever.
Moonlight yes. Feels Right is the definitive AM radio driving song of the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Written by multi-talented vocalist, keyboardist, Bruce Blackman,
uh-huh.
Moonlight Feels Right represents 70s synth pop at its finest.
Right.
Impeccably crafted, winningly melodic, and uniquely
so
constructed.
Right. Show is the gayest.
With a marimba solo.
Ah. We are in the very beginning of our Friday broadcast. We are dissecting Starbuck.
Featured in the movie Stuck on You. Moonlight Feels Right was the first single from the Atlanta group Starbuck.
Why even do a show? Why don't we just go roller skating with leg warmers on?
The song reached number 3 in Billboard, number 2 in Cashbox, number 1 in Record World. True classic.
Yes, it is.
I do enjoy the song. I don't think I'll ever listen to it the same way.
Smooth sounding. Love to hear that marimba.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Xylophone would have been fine.
Yes, of course it would. Everyone knew what you meant.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify on the vibe, you got metal keys, and on the xylophone and the marimba, you got wooden keys.
So are you saying the xylophone and marimba are one and the same?
No, the difference on the vibraphone, you've also got those tubes underneath, and they've got a singing
disc inside. No, I was asking about...
Would a xylophone and the marimba be the same?
No, because the marimba has the wooden keys, and the vibes have the metal keys, but they both have the spinning discs underneath.
But was Rob wrong?
Hold it, now, he's doing it again.
Yeah.
We asked,
yes, I know.
Are xylophone and marimba the same thing?
They are all three different.
They are all three
different.
Now please slow down, take a deep breath, and answer this question. How is the xylophone different from the marimba?
The marimba has the tubes underneath.
And the xylophone? And
just like Beth
Does Ann. Not. Does not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's like Beth Ann McBride.
Has the tubes underneath.
I'm trying, guys.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Now, Rob, why are you looking quizzically?
I don't think he answered anything.
I don't think he did either.
More than meets the eye.
The eastern moon looks pretty far away.
Okay, now,
make the tide right.
If you could just stand a couple feet away from me. Guys, remember, just leave the room here.
Rob has left the room.
Just for the next minute 30.
Rob lumbered out of the room.
Here's the thing. Here's why the boy pisses me off. Now don't go to Buzz's
room.
Rob, get out of Buzz's room.
Yeah,
Rob,
welcome,
Rob,
friend.
Say something to indicate you're over there. Go ahead, say
get out of here.
Our new producer. There he is.
Get out of there. Get out of that room. Just go stand in the hallway.
Bye, Rob.
No, Joe. What, Joe?
Everything's spinning out of control now.
Their website says that if you have any questions, contact them.
I'd love to hear from you. I don't have any questions.
Starbuck. Any relation to the figure skater that was married to Terry Bradshaw?
JoJo. No.
JoJo Starbuck. What's the matter?
You know, you
look concerned.
You can just, I feel like that... I feel like that that kid that got the light at the Macy's Day Parade
that fell on top of him,
crashed him in the head.
You're ready for your big parade. You're all set to enjoy it, and something falls on you.
The boy knows today because he sees that I brought in a disc from home, and he says right away. He says, "Oh, what's that?"
It's because he's curious that way.
And I said, I found my copy of Moonlight Feels Right. I dig this song. I want to play this today because we don't have this here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that I've made, a special trip into the home vault.
Mm-hmm. Just to play that at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Right. And still he must stop and tap right down.
So what you're saying, if I can understand this, he ruined your enjoyment of Moonlight Feels Right by tapping.
Yes, and furthermore, you enjoyed it. You truly enjoyed it while it was playing.
I enjoyed
it while it was playing.
In fact, it surprised me. I haven't heard it in years.
You never hear the goddamn song on the radio.
Very smooth. And it's kind of like, it's out there now. It's not coming back. It's not going to be the same if you were to start it from the beginning.
I am not going to start it from the beginning.
You would enjoy that.
Not from the beginning, just from the part.
Can we hear the xylophone?
Yes, where they should not have effed up.
Which I will call it, incidentally.
I will. Thank you. That's right, everybody. Make the tide rise again. The great band Starbucks. Moonlight Feels Right. Rob Spiewak in the other room right now. Buzz, what is your percentage today of your health, please?
110%.
110?
Yeah, 110.
Is that documented?
I think so.
And now, the xylophone. Or the marimba.
Damn fine playing on it, too.
But certainly not the vibophone or whatever Rob said it was. Why are you looking at me like that?
You ruined it. You're talking through the solo. It was so nice. You spotlighted it, and I was getting ready to enjoy it. And then you just went, you weren't even matching the DDDs with it. You know?
I'm doing the best I can.
I know you are. And, you know, I know you're shaking up, and this is this is not fair.
I'm all shaking up, Mike.
I mean, I know that you've been rattled. You've been thrown off your game.
See, but now we can't just play the goddamn thing. The part.
Dry, you mean?
And furthermore, I think I was right onto the. And now, the machine.
See, now you're trying to upset me. See, that was much better.
Don't patronize me.
And what is this? Hey, what is that? It's fine. Is that just a keyboard? Is that a synthesizer?
Synthesizer. Rob?
This song is so gay.
I thought you liked the song.
I do. I said I did at the beginning. Rob's like poking his head in the door now.
Come on back in. Come on back in.
What's going on?
Come on back in.
This is a weird, weird Friday show.
It's the holiday.
Ain't my fault.
I shouldn't keep saying that because this is gonna be a future best of segment.
No, this will not be.
Oh, Mike just spit out his water.
Sure it will.
No, it won't. I don't care how low our standards are for best of.
Sure it will.
No, Mike, but you know why? This has psychologically scarred me.
Well, I know it has. I know. This whole opening has.
Moonlight Feels Right.
Yeah.
A crystal clear CD version.
Yes.
Hard to find.
You actually, when you got up this morning and when you were going into your collection of music, wherever you have that, were you specifically seeking out this particular song? Or were you randomly going through music and it jumped out at you?
No, looking for. Yeah. Moonlight Feels Right.
Okay.
Needing to hear it.
On, it wasn't on private stock. I don't know what the label was, but yeah, I was specifically looking for that. Oh, there you go. Don't bother.
I thought you might like that.
No. Okay. No.
Was he going to find
he
the label?
He was
going to
go look up the label. No, don't do that. Don't help me any more than you've already helped me.
It was on Vibraphone Records.
Have a good time at the dog show this weekend.
I hope
so. You bet I'll plug the hell out of that now.
I bet you will.
Okay. Now that everybody, well, I guess why I'm asking if everybody's cool.
Everything is right with the world now.
I'm the only one that's having this reaction.
You're fine now, though, aren't you? You're all right. Yes, just having fun.
I'm fine. And now back to Starbucks. See the sun come
up on Sunday morning. And that lovely lyric.
And let me say, it's the Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday. You know I'm giving you a
warning. Would it kill you to say the Friday like you normally say it?
I was too into the song.
Make your mind up. It's either gay or it's not.
I can like things that are gay. I like Craig Wilson.
Touche.
I even watch figure skating during the Olympics.
Okay, well.
Winner! Hey, there it is again. Love to be able to play that. Second bar. And the little crescendo coming up. Here it comes on the scale.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
Donna Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
Thank you, Mike. 120905.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Sorry, you can call us from anywhere in America. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, and on the internet. You can call 800-636-1067 from WJFK in Washington. Call 202-432-1067. The show is also finally on the internet with a nice big warm stream.
Yeah.
That actually will pour through the 1 to 1.5 inches of slush we received.
Slush, ice, crap.
You can get us on the internet. Go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and that'll take you to whatever radio station you need to go to to hear us on the internet.
Bingo. Baby.
Feels right.
Oh, now it's gone.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Will that stay in the studio now for a while, or will that go back home with you?
Look, see this? It's going back in this box. It's going back home with me.
Okay. Now, Norman, would it have stayed? Would it have stayed in the studio?
Well, it would have lived here.
Yes. Oh, you know what? Like, it would have lived here like...
It would have lived here just like this one.
Okay.
This is what I brought in last week.
All right.
Rob said to me, we played a song off it from my collection at home. Mm-hmm. Said, you want it to live here?
Yes.
All right.
Give it a box.
Yes.
Give it a slot.
Mm-hmm.
Home. But the other one, no.
Not you, my precious disc.
You will listen to that in the privacy of your own home.
No. This one, there's only one person that I don't want to be around this disc. You see that? Say goodbye to that smiley face on that Have a Happy Day disc.
You can be so cruel.
Goddamn right. Cruel to be kind. Cruel to be kind, Rob.
Only they'd have seen how cruel he was being.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you guys.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I wanted to clarify the marimba thing better for you. The difference between a marimba and a xylo is that a xylo is about 3 octaves higher in register.
You know, you sound... who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew it. I just could tell by the way she sounded.
You know what?
And I just liked the way she explained it. I like everything about this.
What the hell happened, speaking of Shirley Manson and Garbage, what the hell happened to them? Last time I checked, they were really playing at some, like, neighborhood bar in Baltimore.
Right.
Somebody called me and said, hey, don't you like the band Garbage? I love them. I said, you want to go to see them tonight in Baltimore? I said, where? Like, at what arena? And I was like at, Big Don O'Brien's House of Big League Pork.
When is the last time Garbage had a big record?
Probably with that one with Stupid Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, am I on?
No.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there. Hi, I have there. I have a Captain 20 sighting for you.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Yeah, man, he's in Herndon.
What's he doing?
He actually, I was a guest on the Christmas Eve episode of Creature Features. They just taped it like 2 nights ago.
Now, are you talking about the real Captain 20, and is the real Captain 20 making a return?
Well, no, actually, it's the same guy, Dick Dizel, but I was on, he's Count Gore Duval also.
Uh-huh.
So I made a...
I mean, are you talking about right now that they're
still today?
He's still doing this show?
Oh, the show is on, yeah.
Creature Feature is still on with a character that introduces movies?
Let me explain to everybody. This is an old guy from We Were All Kids.
Everybody had their local town TV station.
Right. This guy would climb out of a coffin on Saturday night and say, we've got the scary movie for you.
And you had he was Captain 20 here in Washington, D.C. And
also.
In Hartford, Connecticut, where I was born, we had Ranger Andy. Did you have somebody in Wichita?
We had Major Astro,
among others.
Of course, Major Astro, yeah.
Did I send you the link about what Captain 20 is doing now?
No, you didn't.
I thought I did. He's a mobile DJ.
Yeah, I've got his card right here, man. It's called Sounds Fabulous DJ Service.
Okay.
Is it? See, you hung up on him, so that answers that question that I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to say, wouldn't he be? I would imagine there is a potential that he might be an interesting guest on the show.
Hello.
Just to talk about like all the crap that he's done and what he went through.
Oh, local TV.
I mean, you work with kids for that long. I would imagine you've got a few stories.
I think I had read somewhere the rap on him was that he's one of these guys that will not say anything bad.
Oh,
that will say, like, you know,
right.
My time was great when I was with kids. And I was on the show when I was a kid.
Right.
I was there. They had the hamster races.
Yes. Hamsters? You gerbils. Want to talk about animal cruelty.
Gerbils.
They were gerbils, right? They
Hello.
Were gerbils.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, are you sure you guys weren't playing the homophone on there? Homo.
A homophone.
We might have. Robbie found his webpage.
One time one of my father's brothers found himself in the company of the state, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in the slam, the prisoners were actually betting on the gerbil races. Because that
really?
Was the TV that was on.
Captain 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
There would be like a marine boy.
When I was a kid, the deal was that you would send your name in. And in
right.
Captain 20, this guy who also played like the Count guy, the Count Dracula guy,
right.
He would wear a spacesuit and he would come out during the afternoon shows and he would pull your name out. And if you were lucky enough, as I was, to have your name pulled out one day, you got to pick. They'd call you up on the phone and you would pick which gerbil you wanted in the race. You could pick either Adam's Family or Batman
right.
or the Munsters. I would always, I would always root for Batman.
Sure.
And the fun ensued.
Did Batman win a lot?
I did not win the bicycle.
Ah.
Because what happened was they had these very big lawn, almost like Pinewood Derby, like slots.
Like little tracks, right, where they were
right.
high enough to keep the gerbils from jumping over.
Yeah, and what would happen was, at least in my case, I remember this to this day, because I cried and I made, and it was just awful. Batman, all of this on live television, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow, right.
I'm on the telephone.
You soiling yourself on live TV.
And he says, which do you want? And I said, Batman. And they go, okay, let it go. And then they go out, and Batman really ran way out far in front, then turned around and ran the other way.
Oh, that's terrible.
So I didn't win the bicycle.
No. Was the track electrified? Would have been much more interesting to watch them run.
Anyway, Rob has found the guy's website. Where he now, yeah, you're right. He's a mobile DJ.
Huh.
I can't imagine. I mean, if you want to try to book the guy, Robbie, go ahead. But only if you're like, say bad stuff about the little bastards
or
like
funny,
me.
Even funny stuff. You know, I mean, but if he is saying, hey, it was wonderful, I never had all the kids were wonderful. MTV.
I believe the quote that I read from him one time that somebody sent me in a link after I mentioned being on the Captain 20 show was something that he said what was that alleged famous guy that was on TV doing a kid's show and then said, oh, that'll keep the guy will keep the little bastards happy?
It was a famous blooper. It was a famous boner.
Yeah, that, I don't know who it was.
They actually put that on a lot of comedy albums. You know, that ought to hold the little bastards.
I think the quote that someone sent me from that from this guy, from Captain 20, was his comment on that was like, that is uncalled for. That's unprofessional. You know, you're held in the public trust when you... when you put on a spacesuit and race gerbils to give away bicycles with banana seeds.
Now I understand. Well, I mean, isn't there, Rob can probably do a recon and find out if that's the tone.
Yeah, find out what's going on with him, please.
I still remember the commercial where he said, hi, it's Captain 20 flying without an airplane, right? It ran, it was like a special effect shot. It probably ran for like 10 years.
I somehow think we've had him on the show before.
Really?
I do not think we've had Captain 20 on the show.
Talked about him a lot.
And he's not a captain anymore. He's been promoted.
Admiral 20?
Yeah.
He's Admiral 20.
Okay.
We had Ranger Andy in my town.
Step back up to the microphone for a second, Rob. Let's talk about your cherry gig this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kidding you about all that other stuff. You really didn't ruin the beginning of the show.
I don't know. I'm sorry if I did.
But this will.
I know. Now. This will.
Please join our own Rob Spiewak.
That's me.
Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is you are the Grand Master. You are the
Master of Ceremonies.
The Master of Ceremonies.
Grand Dragon.
The Grand Dragon. That's what I was trying to think
that's
of, Mike.
Tomorrow night.
Rob is going to be the Grand Dragon tomorrow morning.
For the wink wink bonfire.
At the annual McLean Rain Dog Parade.
Yes.
Rain Dog.
Mm-hmm. Like a reindeer, but it's Rain Dog.
Come to light in the fun of dogs dressed up for Christmas.
Oh, that is fun.
Rob's co-host will be WUSA Channel 9's Peggy Fox.
Yes.
Oh.
That'll be fun.
You were talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Rob will be in the Langley Shopping Center in downtown McLean.
Yes, come on by.
Why so early?
Dogs are creatures of the morning, Mike. That's when you get the best work out of a dog.
The entrance fee is 2 cans of dog food.
Only if you want to enter your dog. You can come and watch for free.
So is it a parade or a show?
It's a contest that it's a parade with prizes. People will dress their dogs up and parade by, and they have numbers, and there's judges and voting and prizes.
So you think you get anything off Peggy Fox tomorrow?
We'll see. I'm all hands, you know. And I'll be cold.
So is she.
I was going to join Rob out there with my girlfriend's dog, Beluga, but a little too early.
Too early?
Yeah, well, I'm far away. So.
How'd you get roped into that? Because you don't even have a dog.
I know. It happened through my church that I sometimes attend.
Rob is
body attendance record.
You're doing this, as you told me, to please the city fathers. You're looking good in your community.
It's That's twofold. Cool. It's that, and also Carrie said she thought the kids would like it.
Right.
And the dogs said they'd like to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The kids did say
the
they'd
kids,
like it.
Not the dogs.
The dogs didn't.
You're talking about your kids.
Yes, they would like to come out, so we'll do it tomorrow. And if it's a total failure, I'll know not to do it.
Did you get a chance to tell Don a big selling point about what the what was in the parade last year?
Last year. This is great. Now, I can't promise you this year.
Yeah.
Listen to this act.
Okay. The family had 4 Great Danes that they dressed as reindeer and had them pull the children in a wagon.
How about that?
Did they have
Can you get any better than that at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Yeah. And there's hot cocoa.
All right.
So come on out. It should be. I hear it's going to be a lot warmer tomorrow morning.
Yes. Was Cindy Pena busy?
I think so. But it all benefits the animal shelter in McLean. Good all cause. Right. So come on out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you there.
See you there.
You going to be wearing a Santa suit?
Santa hat.
Santa hat.
Just the hat.
And your overcoat.
This big RSO sign. Why'd you do that as a crazy bit for the show tomorrow? Wear your RSO sign. The show we were talking about before is a radio show from the 1930s, hosted by a guy named, hey, Uncle Don.
Hey.
All right. And the quote is, good night, little friends, good night. I'll see you tomorrow night at the same time with all your little friends. Then the microphone is left open, and he says, we're off? Good. That ought to hold the little bastard till tomorrow.
And he got fired for that.
That was
his last night. My history.
That was his last night of right. broadcasting. Today, December 9.
Yes.
It's an important day. An important man is having a very important birthday. I'm going to call him now.
Very good.
He's a man we've had on the show before.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I saw him just yesterday on Fox News during an actual what they passed off as news segment. Here's your hint. He was eating his own dog food.
To the best of my knowledge, we have not missed a birthday call for this gentleman in years.
That's great.
It's always a pleasure, and if we're lucky, we might get a joke out of this.
If his machine's on.
But we might get him live, or his lovely wife.
It's a win-win.
I could go for some more of that Irish stew.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed that.
Yeah,
of course,
I did.
I'm talking about the legend, Dick Van Patten, Big Dick Van Patten. Come on, Big Bucks.
Dick Van Patten resident?
Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Is Dick around?
Just a moment, please.
Oh, nice.
Hello?
Hey, Dick, it's Don and Mike.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dick Van Patten.
New dog food.
Happy birthday to you.
You guys are great to remember that. Thank you.
We always do, Dick. And I saw you just on Fox News Channel the other day sitting out there with the...
Eating dog food.
With your lovely wife. Bad, eating dog food.
You're the greatest, Dick.
Onto that.
We love you, and I hope you're having a great birthday today.
How's everything down in Washington?
Things are, the same.
Same old, Dick. Same. You know that.
How's your dog food business going?
Oh, it's doing great. It's going through the roof. It's doing really good.
And they're eatables, right? That's what it's called?
I want you to eat it. It's good. It's good for you.
It is. You know, really, I think...
Vitamins and minerals in it.
Buzz Burbank, our newsman over here, he prefers that to regular Irish stew.
It's better than Irish stew for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Hey, Dick. Dick, let me ask you one question. You've been in showbiz for a long time.
Life is an open book.
Do you know the difference between a xylophone, a...
Marimba.
A marimba.
How about
and,
just a xylophone and a marimba?
Do you know the difference between...
No, I do not know the difference between a xylophone and a marimba. Please tell me.
No, we don't really know either.
I think one has tubes and one doesn't. I think that's one has tubes. Did you ever know any great vibe player?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
I was wondering. Well, Lionel Hampton, I guess, was. Right. Did you ever meet Lionel Hampton, Dick?
No, I never met him.
Okay.
Hey, do you get any? You know, Spaceballs just came out on DVD or was just re-released on DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you get any dough for that? Because you're great.
Oh, I haven't received anything.
Because you know, Dick is the king in Spaceballs. Yeah. He's fantastic.
King, exactly.
King Roland, that was my name.
King Roland, fantastic.
Well, Dick, we won't keep you. Happy birthday. We're always thinking about you.
You got big plans?
Very nice. And listen, your show is so popular. People come up to me every day and say, Don and Mike were talking about you the other day. It's everybody listens to your show. It's
Thank
really
you, Dick.
Good.
That's very nice of you to say. Got big plans for your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going out with the family tonight at 6:30, for dinner, that's all.
We'll have a wonderful birthday dinner.
Thanks so much, and I appreciate your call.
Happy holidays, Dick.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dick Van Patten.
Love that guy.
Sweet guy.
Truly do.
We got to do that. The expiration date on that might be coming up pretty soon. He's 77 today.
Yeah. We might have to pop on a plane for that one.
77.
We need younger friends.
I don't think we'd be invited to that. I think we'd be funeral crashers.
You think so?
Yeah, we'd be like
you really think
we'd
so?
We'd be like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Funeral crashers.
You'll be asked to speak.
Grieving babes. I'm wondering if we could go without giggling. I mean, it's a horrible thing to say. We love him, but no, yeah. And because I even suggested that, now I know we couldn't.
No.
And
Don and I went to that funeral, we'd have to be separated.
And we would not be able to go with my dream, which, of course, would be the gigantic flower made of horseshoes.
Yes.
Or the gigantic flower that looks like a big horseshoe. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Something like from those old gangster movies.
Yeah, or right. Something that they give to the winner of the Kentucky Derby. I know it's not a happy
right.
moment.
No.
But perhaps it could show the affection we have
sure.
for the entire Van Patten clan.
It would. I think perhaps we've answered all of our own questions.
Happy birthday to Dick Van Patten.
Yes, Rob, we'd laugh as soon as we saw Carl Reiner.
Provided he's there.
Right. DeLuise would be there.
Well, that's a horse race. Who do you think will go first, Dick or Dom?
Oh, Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
Without question.
I haven't seen Dom DeLuise, which would indicate maybe he's not doing that well.
Right.
Dom DeLuise. Absolutely. First to check out, Dom DeLuise.
I think Dick Van Patten has managed to keep himself in reasonably good health.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the dog food he eats.
And, of course, Dom DeLuise, it's just the obesity.
Morbid obesity.
Morbid obesity for most of his life.
The M.O. The M.O. for Dom DeLuise.
Fatso.
Okay. Oh, great movie, Fatso. Yeah.
Truly great movie. You ever see it on cable? Watch it. Fatso. Old movie. Good movie.
That's where we got the tape. Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
That's right.
Did you ever suck the...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Did you?
Get the wand. Oh. Yeah. Talk about chocolate swirl ice cream.
Now, before we move on, speaking of food, is there anything you'd like to say to Carla?
Yeah, all right. Well, since what position do you put me in with that? Of course I have to say it now. Carl, I love you very much. I ate badly today. I don't know whether we need to go into the details, but,
I know. Here's all. Listen, Mike.
I have been eating badly.
You have the right to eat anything you like. I am not busting your balls.
I know you're not.
I'm not busting your balls.
Perhaps in some small way, you're looking out for me as well. Perhaps that's why you brought that up.
I know that you have lost 30 pounds. You've
now
gained some.
Let's be honest now. That's not that. I had lost 30 pounds because I began this bad eating when I got to the 30-pound mark. I'm going to try to get back on track. But today I had a meltdown, and I, you know, as I said, I'm very sorry.
You don't,
honey.
You don't have. Oh, you're apologizing to her.
Yes, I am.
She should just know if she's listening, or maybe
she's been so religious in monitoring, helping me like with food by telling me how many points are in things when I'm eating them, and it I feel like I've let her down when I do this, and but I've been doing this again and again and again, and I worry
today,
that
today was
the all time
the flimsiest excuse.
Yeah, what was the? I didn't even remember.
And see, I don't judge. You come in with the food, and I just like sitting there talking to you. And you said you started eating the food, and then you look at me. And I'm not judging you, and you're eating your French fries.
Yeah, but you've been pretty.
And
you've stayed pretty much on your. You still drink your little, you know, diet
facts
every day.
Every day, right? But Mike looked at me and he said, "Well, I'm having a bad food day." But, well, because. It's bad weather.
It's cold.
Food. That you said, I'm having bad weather food.
Uh-huh. When we get weather like this,
yes.
I believe that there is something within every human being.
We didn't get any bad weather, though.
It's cold.
I mean, we got, like, slush.
As I was saying, when we get bad weather, the I think something inside of us is triggered in an old, like, caveman type way where we want to hoard food in our bodies. Mm-hmm. We want to eat.
Okay.
We want to eat food that's going to make us fat, and that's what I did today. All right, I might as well tell everybody what I ate.
Loved it.
I had a. I'm not going to go into great detail.
It's not awful.
I had a McDonald's meal.
Well, you can have one of those occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And all right, I had.
No, don't come on. Don't. That's not why I brought up. You didn't have that. I only.
I had a few cheeseburgers.
Well, as long as it was just a few.
Would you? Let's go ahead. It's on the table now. You want to guess?
Three?
Yeah.
That's a few.
I have three. Yeah, that is a few.
They're small.
But these weren't the big ones. They were the small, regular ones.
Mostly just
the ones that are like little ones. They're little mini patties of beef, and they're like three sandwiches. And I had that with a super-sized fries. I mean, a bucket of French fries. They were. It was as big as my forearm.
Wow, that is big.
That's gotten bigger since it's been a while since I've been visiting on a regular basis. But I had a Diet Coke.
So there's that.
Thank you. But I had a Diet Coke.
Well, that's
good. And I feel right now,
I
feel like seriously I could throw up right
also
now.
Also, I had to mention it because you did say as we were leaving the office, mm-hmm. and I know when you say stuff kidding and when you're not kidding.
Right.
You said, oh, I ate too much. I really am going to throw up.
I felt that way.
I'm going to puke.
I think I was the first one to bust that guy's balls that did the documentary, whatever that food documentary was.
Super size me.
But because I haven't eaten like that in a long time,
mm-hmm.
I understand what he's saying. When you don't eat badly like that and then you eat something from McDonald's, you can actually feel that way. And I felt that way, although I still feel good about it.
Sure.
And here's the weird thing. I don't have any regrets. I don't. Right.
What's the guy's name, Rob?
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock.
That's the guy that did the documentary?
Yes.
I still think he's a hump. I really did, because, I mean, I thought he was just kind of talking down to fat people, and I thought that's really what it was all about.
Agreed. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well.
So I love you, Carl. I'm sorry about this. I apologize.
That's okay, Mike.
Because we were planning a dinner out with the kids tonight, too, and that's not going to change either, and that's not going to be the greatest food you can eat. We're eating that Japanese stuff. Japanese.
What's wrong with Japanese?
This evening we'll be eating Japanese.
Japanese. What's wrong with Japanese?
Well, there's oil. You know, I mean, you can get it healthy, but I won't eat it healthy.
Oh.
I will ask for the fried rice. I will ask for the, I will eat the meat. It won't just be vegetables. And Carla will eat the steamed rice with the vegetables. But to me, there's no point in going to a Japanese restaurant if you're not going to eat oil.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
So there, it's all out there. I feel better. I feel better that I've purged. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And it might help you in the future if you did think about the purging thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really. I mean, if you have...
I could do that right now.
If you have something like that, I know that we're going down a dangerous road.
Right.
I hate to be an enabler.
Yeah.
An enabler. But think about going down the hall and puking.
Not Rob's brought you back. I don't think I could do that. I think that would be a slippery slope. I think that would be a very, well, no, and I don't mean that literally. I really think you could get into, and then you get into the habit. You know,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm having two pizzas. You know, it's like, hey, no problem.
Right. And meanwhile,
the teeth, your enamel wears off your teeth.
Meanwhile, the weight just,
yeah,
like nothing.
Pounds melt away.
I know.
That's right.
You know, it's wintertime and, you know, kids out of school today, even though we didn't get any snow. A lot of school systems were closed. And it's hot cocoa. It's candy canes. It's Christmas. It's candy. It's McDonald's hamburgers. It's the holidays.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, I think, no. God, I hate being me sometimes.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because here I am.
That's bad.
What I'm doing right now is having a discussion with myself. I'm BSing myself. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going back and forth and going, oh, well. And then I was going to say something like, well, but I'm going to stop now. I'm not. Because I don't know.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. All right. I don't know.
Sorry I brought it up. Well, you see, you basically get a little of the under cookie here, you know, by the inner cookie. By making me, you can see how conflicted I am over this.
Yes.
I'm just rambling incessantly talking about this.
Very conflicted.
And it's frustrating. It is. I've got to stop. I've got to get back to doing what I ate fine when I lost the 30 pounds.
Right.
I ate well. I ate well because my girlfriend got me on this thing that where you can eat well and it's not a big deal and it's easy. And right now I'm just being bad because I'm just being bad.
And I
got to stop doing that.
You'll be good again.
I haven't had a cigarette either.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's the truth. You know, when we got the calls about that the other day,
right.
And Buzz told you I go outside just to chat with the guys.
No,
you know,
doesn't
smoke.
I ain't your mommy.
I know you're not.
Yeah, I love you the way you are.
It's but
eat, drink,
do.
Smoke, do it all.
But I really would love to get the final 30, 40 pounds off my fat ass.
You will. You'll get back to it.
Truly would.
In your own good time. No, I mean, when you're ready, you will.
The candy man over there, you know.
Merry sunshine.
Here, have some of these. Yeah. Eat these. Eat these. They go great on top of steak. They're mushrooms. No, I'll be fine. I'll let you know how the weekend. I'm going to try to eat well over the weekend. But I'm saying that to you, and as I am saying that to you in my brain, as I'm looking you in the eye,
I know you're lying.
I'm thinking about, man, I'm going to eat badly this
You
weekend.
Realize you're lying, yeah.
So in a way, that's... I'm a little mentally ill in that regard, I think. I'm looking at Don and I'm saying that I'm going to eat well this weekend while I'm going. And as I'm doing that, I have like a vision of like getting up in the morning and driving to Dunkin' Donuts.
Just do what you want to do. Your girlfriend will love you no matter what.
You remember when I threw my back out and I felt bad when I had all that extra weight on? That's the easiest way for anybody to have it demonstrated to them that taking weight off is going to make you feel so much better. And I've got to remember that because I want to continue doing that.
That's true.
That's it. I've talked myself into
it. Okay. All right, just don't beat yourself up.
You've not talked yourself
up. I have.
Listen. You know, you would say the same thing.
How about this?
You'd say the same thing.
Let me offer this.
Don't talk like our lawyer, please, because then I know you're BSing me. When you say, let me offer this, that's like when our lawyer really is going to grease us up and bend us over. When he says to us, let me offer.
I talked to him today, and he said it again.
Sure.
He says it every time you talk
to him. Of course, because he lives to screw us.
Let me offer this. You can ask me about what I've eaten. At any time.
I don't want to be put in that position. Listen.
What do you mean?
I don't want this to turn into me busting your balls and asking you what you weigh.
What if you were just to say it? I am using this as perhaps a tool to discipline myself.
Okay, well then.
And I'm talking on air or off air. I'm saying you can say that.
I don't want to do this off air. God. I don't want to.
You see what I have, usually. You see what I eat for lunch.
Yes, I do.
And you know that for months, I really ate pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, you had your Subway.
Thing every day.
Right. It was good.
But that really, you know, I don't want to say, I'm sure they're a fine sponsor.
Okay.
Cardboard.
Then the only thing that I'll say, stop eating candy during the show. That's probably killing you. Now, what are you looking at me for?
I don't think that was ever revealed, was it?
I think haven't you mentioned that you eat Joe's candy during the show?
Yeah, but I haven't had any candy today.
Good.
Nor do I have any desire for it. I'm reasonably certain that we'll go the whole show. I won't require any more caloric intake.
That's great.
Because really, I feel. No, I do. It's just like it is in my stomach. Well,
you've
like,
denied yourself
like
so long.
Like a lead weight.
Just let it go. Just, you know, however you are. I mean, you lost some weight. You're feeling.
I want to lose more. I want to lose more than I ever have. I want to lose as much as, you know, not you. I know you've lost, what, 90 pounds, 100 pounds?
96, but that's over 3 years.
Yeah. And I'm on pretty much, what, my first year, really, of doing this. So, I mean, I look at it that way. You have your, but you lost it with pretty well steady. You didn't, I mean, you were kind of religious about it,
yes,
right?
Still am. Still am.
In fact,
very
you went
so.
Through plateaus where you weren't losing any weight at all, and you expressed your frustration, but you still stayed with that, you know, BM shake that you like talking about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the lovely, and that's what it is, BM shake. Mm-hmm. You can get it at your local grocery store.
Yes. Yeah. If that doesn't discipline you, I don't know what will.
I tell you what, you know, normally those things, those shakes are not good. The BM shake with peanuts.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, protein.
But you don't like the corn one.
I don't like the sweet with the corn.
Well, I'll
right.
keep everybody. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? This is it. I mean, you're not required, and I know you don't want to, so I'm not going to put anything on you with this. No, I don't want almonds. No, thank you. Rob brought almonds in. Gotcha. And, like, wave them in front of me. Temptingly. I will go back to
eat a lot of those too.
Yeah, I do. That's where it started. That's where the whole thing started. Well, it's not my fault. It's the people that brought in hand trucks full of huge boxes filled with almonds.
Those are actually good for you because they're
I know. I know they're good, Buzz, but I shouldn't
be eating. Hold on. They're good like peaches are good or yogurt is good. Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Like, we're being honest here.
When Elvis discovered yogurt was good for him,
yes.
Elvis would have had 40 or 50 yogurts at one time.
Yes. Right.
That's when it becomes bad for you.
Yeah, then it's not so much.
One little packet of almonds.
You know what?
Okay.
This is, I've got a way to get back on track that involves the show, but it involves it the way it did before. I'm going to be checking in every week. I'll at some point mention how much weight I've lost. And I will do that. And if I did, that helped me a lot. That helped me a lot. I did it once before on the show, and that's what will get me back on track.
Very good.
I will do that. And
I truly am sorry that I brought it up. I didn't. I'm not. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just feel just loaded with like fat. I mean, it's just really for whatever reason that was just I mainlined that food. And it's like, two would have been acceptable, but I mean, the third one, there's no need for me to shove that into my mouth because really I was completely full. That's the eating disorder. That's my eating problem that I have.
But, okay, I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm done talking about it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'll check in next week. What I will do is next week.
No, you know what? Why don't we just drop this till after the holidays?
Because I think it's important for me to do it before the holidays.
Well, I'm not going to be able to see you every day during the holidays.
Right, but when we come back on the show, I'll let you know. It'll be one sentence. How much have you lost any weight?
We'll start then.
And I guarantee you that I will lose weight from the time. I will check in with my weight next week.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that I will come back lighter from my vacation. I guarantee that.
I would
bet $100. I would bet whatever. I would bet anything that I will come back lighter.
I hope it's motivation. I'll take you up on that.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I'll check in next week, and I'll let you know if I'm still at that 30 mark or if I'm like 3 or 4 pounds up from that, or more. And now that motivates me for the weekend. Boom. Taken care of.
Done.
I just took care of myself.
Glad we could help.
Hey. That worked out well. Thank you for that allowing me to do that self-examination.
So you're going
to
have the steamed broccoli tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
And you're just going to have regular rice?
Vegetables.
I try the brown rice, too. That's tastier and more healthy than the white rice.
I'll do the healthy thing. And I'll have a little sashimi.
Yeah.
A little raw fish.
Excellent.
There you go.
Excellent.
Now, hey,
in fact, I might...
You know what that is, Mike? That's for you and Carla after the kids go to bed. You know what I'm saying? There's no need. I'm glad you're excited about your diet.
Don't
There's no need to bring the bedroom talk into the radio show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get dirty.
For goodness
but
sake.
That's it. I will let you know.
Buzz.
Yes.
God damn, we had a lot of stuff we didn't get to in that first break.
You see.
But so much we did.
I just
hit Rob.
If you wouldn't have stopped me about the goddamn xylophone thing, we would have been fine. When we come back, here's what we got to handle. We've got a pretty funny article. Funny, not the right word. An interesting article about Beth Ann McBride, our former producer. And her new job.
She's getting a link.
Well, down in the Raleigh, Greensboro, North Carolina area,
the tri-state.
We've the tripod. Triad.
What are they called? The triad.
Triad. Also, and the Iraq contest with the send a soldier from Iraq out to Reno to get laid at the Bunny Ranch. We've talked to the families involved, and we've got it down to three.
Ooh, good.
Out of a total of 994 entries.
Wonderful.
We've got it down to your final three. We'll read them today, and then you go to our website and vote on that. And Buzz,
yes,
going to need your help.
All right,
that, Mike. When we come back, we're going to have our regular Friday football segment.
Okay.
All I want to say before we get to this is that, Buzz, you will be taking the lead on this week's Friday football segment.
Very good.
Wow.
And I believe you'll be very comfortable.
All right.
Okay, that's all we'll say. Are you okay?
Yep.
You sure?
Better now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a real swallow.
I know that was.
Right.
I know that was.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.